Summertime by
Summertime.
DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. Can't believe I almost forgot.
Yes.
That.
You totally had a brain freeze.
I stopped in the sec in that moment. It's like, oh no. Oh, by the way, this is Jason and Dusty.
Hey,
Jason's
how's it going?
Here, coming from Spokane. And then I'm here in Boise. Welcome to Side Yard Sidebar. Why did we choose that as the bump music, Jay?
I mean, it's summertime. That's what our theme is songs for the summer. And I don't know what else says summertime other than that song.
Named Summertime. I mean, yeah, totally agree. That was a wonderful idea. Just because that is one of those songs that you kind of play in the summer and just enjoy and just let the vibe go, right?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, before we get into our summertime choices, Jason, how has life been in general?
It's been busy, man. Good, but busy. Work super busy. I've got coaching baseball two nights a week and flag football one night a week. So it just seems like I'm on the go all the time.
Yeah, you are. You are. Who's baseball? Baseball? No.
Ezra's in baseball, Zeke's in football.
Okay.
And now Zeke's starting to like baseball. I took both the boys to the park tonight and just pitched to them for an hour and a half. So.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
I like that idea. Well, it's summertime. What's the weather in Spokane right now? Pretty nice.
Yeah, it's been in the mid 80s, but it's really smoky. We're getting a lot of smoke from Canada coming down.
And oh, I heard about
feels
that.
Like, yeah, it feels like fall right now because of all the smoke in the air. It's nasty.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's kind of like summer over here. Yeah. We always get those fires. But in Boise, it's been really nice, kind of hot. But overall, it's like not nice, not bad.
Yeah.
Which I'm super pumped about.
I'll take it, right?
Oh, yeah. And so we were talking about what the next podcast would be. And I mean, it's summer. We had to do summertime music. And last year, I created a summer 2022 playlist. And we just kind of listened to that when we were in the car all together. And so now, like, our Yellowstone trip is tied to certain songs. And anything we did that summer, those songs, it can be like, oh, that's this song. And so you actually chose one of our songs from last year.
Yep.
And so Kara and I have been kind of going through, is this a summertime song? Is this a summertime song? So before we do that, Jason, what is a summertime song?
For me, it's anything I'd be listening to when I'm barbecuing or I'm driving down the road with my windows down, just going somewhere fun. So, or maybe out on the lake, just something like that. So disclaimer, this is not going to be like, hey, check out this new band. There's going to be some oldies but goodies on these playlists, but hopefully everybody will enjoy the tunes.
Well, I've already gone through them and I said, that didn't even cross my mind, but that's absolutely on my summertime jams. And I'm super pumped. We have, I think we said 16 songs tonight. Usually it's 10.
Yeah.
But there's no way you can just pick like five. So
no, I think the list I had to whittle it down to the ones I sent you was probably in the 30s or 40s, and I still hadn't even finished.
Oh, no. We're going to be building this all summer, but yeah. I have the same kind of criteria. It's situational though. So in the car, windows down, absolutely. Outside barbecuing, yard work, things like that. And then one of them is kind of that asterisk special one by a pool, just chilling by a pool. How does the vibe fit, and does it fit on a summer evening? And so I've got a few different summertime songs that I decided to bring because there's so many good ones. But we're kicking it. Gosh, this song brings back so many memories that you put on here. Three Little Birds by Bob Marley.
I mean, how can you not have a Bob Marley song and have, it's got to be summertime, right?
Oh, yeah. I remember cruising in my 66 Mustang with the windows down playing this album.
Yeah.
But Three Little Birds, we're going to let it play and we'll probably talk over it, but here it is.
Yeah. Note to the listeners, we won't be letting them play as long, so it's not going to be like a 4-hour podcast.
Exactly. Yeah, I remember cruising through, in Santa Barbara, windows down, playing this, going by the beach.
You know, you hit on something a little earlier when you said your Yellowstone trip. Like, some of these songs and some that didn't make it to this list just take me back to, like, vacations with, like, my family. So, like, last year, we all went to Hawaii, and I introduced the kids to Bob Marley. Oh. And we were on the backside of one of the islands in the Tesla rolling around and was playing this song, you know, just cruising the shoreline. So that instantly took me back there.
Oh, I love it. I love how music, we've talked about this so many times. Music transports you to places.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's the coolest thing. All right. My next one is kind of a random one. It's by the band Phoenix. It's called 1901. I think this.
I love Phoenix, man.
Oh, it's so good. They're so good. Did you introduce me to this?
I don't know. I've been listening to them for a long time, but so maybe.
All right. Well, here's 1901 by Phoenix. It does have a little bit of an intro, but it's coming up. Don't worry. And it's awesome. Counting all different ideas drifting away. Past and present, that don't matter, not the future, sort it out. Watch a movie and I don't know what it is about that. What is it?
I need to do a little research on where their name came from, because they're actually from France, dude. So you can't tell at all. And their name being Phoenix just kind of throws you off.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's such a good song. That's the vibe down the street.
Yeah.
Just to keep
going. Great pick.
Yeah, you must have introduced me to that, because I don't know how I would have found that. But I did.
Yeah.
Now,
glad you put it on there.
I've never heard of this guy that you picked, Nico Moon.
So Nico Moon's definitely country. And a buddy of mine at church, we were all camping at Memorial Day last year, and we were doing a whiskey tasting contest, and he had music playing, and this song came on. I love it. My kids love it. It's just, it's got a good vibe to it.
Nice. I listened to it now. It is. It's super sweet. This is Good Time by Nico Moon.
We just trying to catch a good time, even if it takes all night. Pass that bottle around the campfire, sipping apple pie moonshine. Yeah, we picking on them guitars just right. Everybody singing Dixieland delight, like a barber on a wet line.
I was not expecting that bass to drop in like that.
So I'll reclass. He's in the country genre, but he's kind of one of those newer country guys that they're like, they toe the line on pop and stuff.
Little
so,
hip hop influence maybe. Or,
yeah. But there's definitely some country references in the song for sure.
Yeah. Well, it's cool. And again, I thought it was just going to be the nice chill feet in the pool or feet in the water. And then that bass hit, and I was like, oh, all right.
Yeah.
It
sounds really good. Nice and loud.
It does it.
Yeah.
Some of these songs have to be played really loud. Windows
down. I'm going through the list, dude. And a lot of yours, I haven't heard of a lot of these bands. So you're going to have to tell us how you like found some of these guys.
Absolutely.
Like this next one, I don't know if I've ever heard of this one.
Dayglow?
Yeah.
Oh, man, they're great. I heard them, I think, from our friend Ethan. Showed me Dayglow. And it's I don't know how to describe all these, Jay. They're all vibes. Like they're all, they fit as soon as we play them. So this one's Day Glow. It's called Deep End.
I'm fine saying what I knew before, but I can feel beyond the shore something pulling me in by now. Found out that I never knew how to swim.
And I am going to talk over this part. It gets into a chorus that's so much fun. They just build it so well. Here we go. Isn't that cool?
That's awesome.
It's got that 80s-ish synth vibe.
Yep.
Of a few others that will come later in this episode. But it sounds, it's cool. Again, another like a pop song.
Totally dig it. Yeah.
That whole album is great. That song is on. And they've had, that's a little bit older one, but it's still a sweet song. You haven't heard of them?
No, I don't think so.
Oh.
I'm going to have to go look them up on Spotify and do a little more digging and see if maybe I have or related artists or something. I don't know.
Oh, there's got to be some related artists because we listen to the same awesome stuff. Okay, let me see pretty quick here. UK. Oh, no, they've sold out tours within the UK, Australia, North America. They've been on all the late shows.
Oh, yeah. So I just missed them.
Yeah. Because they played some pretty big places. Let's see. They're coming to the Napa Valley. They have, I think, started in 2019. Their latest is 2022, I think. So all the good.
They started in 2019?
Yeah. That's their first album. Oh, wow. So they've come up pretty quick.
Yeah.
And it's a wonderful album, or at least I appreciate the album. Okay. So now I'm interested in why you chose this next one, Jason. Watermelon Sugar by Harry Styles. What is it about this song that makes your playlist?
I don't know. Maybe my kids and my wife are rubbing off on me a little bit, but there's just something about this song. I'm not a big Harry Styles fan, but there's a couple of songs of his that I like. They just got good vibes to him, and this is one of them. This might be a guilty pleasure song of mine when I'm driving down the road.
Oh yeah. What's your other one? Rihanna. We were talking about it.
Rihanna. Yeah. Diamonds. Yeah. That's my all time guilty pleasure song.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. Harry Styles was a surprise, but is so good. Like I'm not a huge fan, but this song is great. There's a few of them that just sound so good. So here's Watermelon Sugar by Harry Styles.
On a summer evening, and it sounds just like a song. I want more berries and that summer feeling. It's so wonderful and warm. Breathe me in, breathe me out. I don't.
What band was he in? He was like in some boy band.
One Direction.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. See, that's how out of it I am. Like, I don't even know. Definitely wasn't a fan of them. But as a solo artist, he's actually put out some decent stuff.
Yeah. And that song kind of, I thought the chorus would be a lot bigger. But it just stays really smooth. Like, really chill. It doesn't add a ton to it. There was, listening through headphones, there was some echoes in there I hadn't picked up before in the song.
Yeah.
But
I've been listening to these over and over. And now, again, with the headphones on, you start hearing other stuff, you know?
Oh, yeah. You hear it every little thing. It's so fun. This next one, I heard it, I caught it through Instagram. It was a background song. I was like, oh, that song's like pretty legit because there's a sample. You'll catch on to the sample. And then I was like, oh, that is cool. And then I was like, oh, Kara, do you hear about this new, like, have you heard this new song? And Ezra starts singing it. I was like, oh, wait, what? And he goes, oh, it's all over TikTok. Like, everyone's using this song. I was like, dang it. I thought I had won. It's called Spin Back by Scooty Wop.
Yeah.
I love these names. Scooty Wop. And it's, yeah, man, it's a summer vibe. It's a summer beauty song. So I'll play it. I can't remember what the sample is in this song. I'll try to figure this one out as it plays.
Try to pick it out.
Try to get his lick back. Wow. Pull up, pew, spin back. Pull up, pew, spin back.
Let's go.
Sweaty palms, two-stepping, eighth grade dance. Turn that Roscoe Dash off. I'm trying to hold hands. Goodwill had the drip of an old man. Oversized Air Force Ones in a soul tan. I've been stumping with the big dog, Gina. Fast forward prom night, got the whip cleaned up. Perfect day, type of day that I dreamed of. Devil try to run a fade and got beamed up. Bang, bang, bang. How my love go?
Pretty sweet, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was listening to that earlier today and I'm like, where? I had to look down at my phone. I'm like, where in the world did he hear this one? Scooty Wop.
Scooty Wop. Yeah. Scooty Wop. He's, yeah, it's good. It's got good, vibes.
There were a few songs that I added to my extended playlist. I would say summer playlist. Me and the boys were driving to, like I said, do baseball tonight. And they were the same way, just rattling off the songs on there that I'm like, how did you hear this one? And I'm sure it's YouTube and whatever else, you know?
Oh yeah.
They know every word of it. And I'm like, what?
Yeah. It's shocking when that happens. I wish they would do that with the good old songs like Tupac or something. this said Spin Back Samples was a 91 song. Gypsy Woman by Crystal Waters is kind of that. Piano kind of lead line.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it was that's cool. I liked it. Yeah, but Ezra started singing that immediately. I was like, oh man.
There was almost a little House of Pain scratch in there too. Mm-hmm. Like you could hear that. Did you hear that?
Yeah. That and there's a almost like a, was it a CeeLo? Like I wish it was a little bit taller vibe to it.
Yeah.
It's probably why I like it. I don't think all the young kids listening to that are going to get all those different references right there, but
no, well before they were born.
Well before they were born. Well, Jay, we're ripping through this, but we can slow down too because we're like going through these first ones and these last ones we can slow down on because they're worth it. All these songs are worth it. And we hope by doing this, we're not trying to, I don't know, take money from artists because we're not making money on any of this. And we just want you to start getting into music. Like setting a vibe.
We were talking like the next one, we might be doing some suggestions that Dusty's gotten from people and hopefully we'll get some feedback from other guys and gals out there and do kind of a listener's
There's probably five or six bands that people have sent me that I really like. My friend Eric sends it to me. Thank you so much. Just tons of people. It's been awesome.
That's awesome.
I talked to Katie today. Katie at my school. Hi, Katie. I said, hey, we're doing a podcast, a music podcast. And she goes, yes. And then I've introduced her to a song. And she's like, are you playing the Fish song? I said, you know what? It's not on my list, but yeah, I'm going to play that next if that's okay. Have you heard the Fish song?
I don't think so.
Jay? Oh my gosh. I again, saw it on Instagram because that's where you should get all your stuff.
All your music.
Yeah. But the reason I did this, or I found this song. I don't know why it's not playing right now. Oh, that's why. Search. Okay, now I'm going to find it. The reason why I got into this song is it was two girls singing it live, like with each other And it was so cool. I was like, that is such a fun, like, sound. And I was like, I hope they recorded it like that and not like a lot of people will, like, make it so it sounds so different. Nope, it sounds just like it. And it's the best. Okay, ready? It's called If I Were a Fish.
Oh, jeez.
By Ko Rook and Olivia Barton. And you're going to, here's the thing, everyone listening to this, you're going to listen to it and think, wow, that's so silly. But then it's going to be stuck in your head. You're going to whistle it. You're going to hum it. You're going to sing it. Jonah sings it. So it's a fun song. Okay. So here it is. This is If I Were a Fish.
Fish and you caught me, you'd say, look at that fish shimmering in the sun, such a rare one, can't believe that you caught one. If I were a fish and you caught me, you'd say, look at that fish, heaviest in the sea, you'd win first prize if you caught me. Why is everybody on the internet so mean? Song, I'd say, damn, they're cute, and sing along.
Right?
If I were rock, you would
I love this.
Up and say, nice
that
rock.
Rock. Skippiest on the lake. It's so it's so fun. Jason, don't
knock
it. They
don't sound half bad, dude.
It's so good. I listen to that song so much because of how much fun it is. it's the best. So I introduced that to Katie. So there you go, Katie. Yes, I love that song so much. If I Were a Fish, I'll tell you, go download it because you're going to, in about a week, you're going to say, what
was
that song?
Going through your head.
Yeah.
They'll be walking down the halls at work humming that.
I have. Send me a text. And it's such a happy song when you're in a good mood. It's so good. If I Were a Fish. Those ladies. I watch that video because it's so much fun to just see them laughing and having fun with it. Okay. So the ones we chose, these summertime songs, you chose I Ain't Worried by One Republic. I was never a huge One Republic fan. I know they are very talented. I know their lead singer is incredibly talented in so many
ways.
Yeah,
I think that's why. I think I got to know them more after that.
Songland.
Songland?
Yeah.
Is that what that was called? Yeah. And watching him go through the process. Like, he's pretty amazing when it comes to that. So I started listening to him a little bit more. I just really like the song. It's catchy. It's got a good beat to it, I think.
Yeah, let's put it on. I Ain't Worried. It is. It's a fun Windows Down.
And it's got whistling, so.
Yeah, I was going to say it's got whistling.
I don't know what you've been told, but time is running out. No need to take it slow. I'm stepping to your toe-to-toe. I should be scared.
Funny you asked me what drew me to that song, and I didn't put two and two together on the whistling until right now.
I listened to it in the car. I was like, oh, I know why you picked this song. Because it's awesome.
So it's true. Anything with whistling, I'm pretty much like, oh, I gotta put that on my playlist.
Well, you'll be whistling If I Were a Fish, so put that on your playlist too. Yeah, that one,
man.
That one's such a good. I forgot that once that chorus hits, that's so much fun. That's a great outdoor barbecuing, hanging out with people. I'm getting ready
for sure.
End of school. I'm done teaching next Thursday.
Wow.
Yeah. Pretty pumped. And we're having a gathering at my house after school to just kind of decompress and let go. Teachers love to, I don't know why. We finish a school year and we want to hang out for a little bit longer together instead of just like, and I'm out. So
it's the last hurrah.
Yeah. So we'll be hanging out here at the side yard, but I'm putting together the playlist. This is the playlist so far.
Love it.
It's going to be great. Okay, this next one, the night game, happened upon them. They opened, I believe, for John Mayer at one time. And this, the lead singer is from, I think, an old, not punk band, but like pop punk band. And so he's super talented, but he started this other band called The Night Game. And again, I played this for my wife, and she said that, she's like, what is this in 80s with you? Like, it's got another 80s vibe. And I said, it's just awesome. Their first song was called The Outfield, which is one of my favorite songs. But this is called I Feel Like Dancing. And you will. So this is called I Feel Like Dancing by The Night Game. Yeah, they opened 2 weeks after their release of their single, The Outfield. John Mayer heard it and said,
No way.
He says, I heard this song. Then I listened to it again to make sure I heard what I thought I had. Then I asked him to open up for half of the upcoming summer tours.
That's crazy. Could you imagine?
2 weeks after you drop it, and John Mayer's like, come open for me. And
what year was that?
Let's see. The first song, I think 16. Oh, 2017, which I was at that John Mayer concert. So I saw them there, and I had picked this up earlier. And
boy, in the first, like, I don't know, minute of that song, not even. There's like, it's weird. He sings, and then you think it's going to continue, and like even with some instrumentals, and there's like this big pause in it.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Yeah. He is the lead, or was the lead singer of Boys Like Girls, the old kind of rock band from 05.
Interesting.
They were good. I liked them. It says they had the Great Escape, which is on my Sunny Pop Punk playlist, was number one on TRL. But The Great Escape,
for those that don't know, that was an MTV show back in the day. Total Request Live.
Yeah, it's not Total Reality. Yeah, Total Request Live, where you could call in and request videos. Videos are what they use to make with songs to
hosted
really get
by.
Yeah. Carson Daly.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, it was videos, music videos, old TRL. Oh, man. We tried. So let's share a quick story. We tried when I was in college. TRL had a TRL at your home contest. And so we made this video to send in to TRL as our like audition tape for it. It was not great because back then, I don't know how you had to edit on this old big computer. But
is
man,
there is
funny.
That still in existence, that video?
I think I might have it.
Oh.
I think I might still have it. It's awesome. And the first thing is we had a DJ from Santa Barbara at the time. We had him do the intro for us. So they went down to the station. The dude was hammered drunk, just messed up. He was slurring all the words like, hey, TRL, you should go see the lodge. I mean, it was bad. But we didn't make it. They never said like thanks. It's probably still making the round somewhere. Who are these jokers trying to do this?
Oh, you have to dig that up.
Yeah, I'll work on that one. That one's funny. That one's definitely worth it. Okay, here is your song that we had on our summer playlist last year, and the boys.
I think
still
that's how
it.
I heard the song.
Yeah. Oh man, it's so good. Jonah was singing it the other night. This is the his favorite one on that playlist.
On this one?
No,
or
on
the year
on
last year
last
one.
Year's playlist. He
yeah.
said this was his favorite song. Sunroof by Nicky Yore, which if I believe correctly, I looked up at one time, this was his only song. Like he dropped
really?
A single and it blew up viral for some reason, like, for, I don't know if it was a TikTok picked it up, but last summer he only had like 2 songs out. This was one of them.
Wow.
So I'm, but it's a great song. So this one is Sunroof by Nicky Yore. Yeah, that's a Windows Down.
Oh yeah,
blasting it, blasting
it. It's a great song.
Which you sold your truck while we were camping last a few weeks ago. What did you get your new one?
Not yet. I mean, I bought it, but I still haven't. They were doing a few things to it, so hopefully this weekend. I don't know. I've been bugging them because I'm tired of driving my work truck. So.
I mean, yeah, it's not as nice as whatever you're going to get. What'd you get?
I got a GMC Sierra 2500.
I'm excited to hear how that is.
So it's older.
GMC's my neighbor. All he drives is GMC's, Chevy. Like that's all he's touching.
It'll be a good truck. My family's had really good luck with the GMCs and Chevys. So
nice. Well, that song could be the first song you play.
And it has a sunroof, so I'll just open it up and go
blast
for it.
This is that is your first song.
Yeah.
Okay, so I picked this next band because I was looking for songs, and I went kind of, if you choose on Spotify, if you choose one song and then like go scroll, or one artist, scroll down to the bottom, you can like sounds like or other people like. And I went through a bunch of those guys, and I'm probably 3 deep now, 3 levels deep. And I came across these guys' names, The Astronomers. And again, they had a video with the guy, one of the producers, singers and producers, kind of working through this song. And I was like, ooh, okay. So I put it on, and I like it. I played it for Kara. It's nothing big. It's just super simple and cool. It's called Orange Afternoon by The Astronomers.
I'm cursed, but I think it's fine. I'm in love with all the lakes that we pass by. And time is right by my side. It helps with the mistakes that cross my mind. And I know I need to go to bed. When I wake up, wouldn't wanna be.
Well, that got big real quick.
Yeah.
Real quick.
It's kind of like a little bit of I Ain't Worried, a little bit of Day Glow. And Deep End. It just kind of, it gets big, but then it's just nothing large. You still hear a little tambourine clap in there somewhere. And overall, it's a nice.
Yeah, I was listening to this on the way home from work, and that song came up, and I like made a mental note. I'm gonna have to go listen to some of their stuff this weekend. So
yeah, and there was a few. I actually had a few more kind of from that line of searching for people and different sounds and. I took them off because after listening to them a few times, I decided, no, not Summer Enough. It wouldn't fit. But this one stuck through. I think I've been listening for the last, I don't know, week or so, maybe. And this one has stood the test of time.
Yeah, that's the tough thing in like when I was whittling my list down was like trying not to pick too slow of songs. Because when I think summertime, I think more upbeat and like happy, but... There's definitely songs that I listen to when I'm barbecuing and stuff that are more mellow, more chill and stuff. But they just didn't make the cut for this. So.
Yeah. But they're still out there. So.
Absolutely.
I will get this out of this album, this playlist out. And so people can jump on it and you can put some of those songs on here so that they can hear the ones that maybe didn't make first cut. And I know whenever I do a summer playlist, it updates. Like I'll add 5, 10, even 20 songs than what I started this summer out, because you end up rolling through the playlist and then it kicks you into something like it. Like, oh, okay, I'll take that. So, yeah, that one was good. All right, the quintessential song. It's time.
For when you hear the first couple notes, it's it.
Yeah. This song, man, I had this as a single, and I remember playing this. Was it a single and a B-side? Or no, I had the CD, this album, when I was in high school at Boise High. And I remember playing it. And no joke, I just moved up from California. And they looked at me like, what is this? No joke, what is this? And I said, oh my gosh, are you kidding me?
Who is this Jesse kid?
Jeff and the Fresh Prince, man. Come on. They didn't know. It hadn't hit up here yet.
You enlightened Boise.
Yeah. I brought DJ Jazzy Jeff here and the Fresh Prince, I guess. So is this song Summertime always like, can you only play it in the summertime? Do you ever play it outside of summer?
I don't. I think when it's starting to roll around, that always just kind of comes to mind.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't even think in like karaoke nights. This would be a fun karaoke song to do. And I don't even think I've ever heard anybody do it.
No. I think you should be the first at your next party. You guys are doing karaoke up in Spokane.
Yeah.
Your own karaoke's. Yeah, that one. Oh, man, that one would crush. I'm actually everyone knows it.
Add it to my karaoke playlist so I remember now.
Nice work. Done. While you do that, here we go. Summertime by DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince.
Drums, please.
You know what I like about this is it just paints a great picture.
It does. He does a good job of that.
Yeah.
Oh, here it is.
Here it is, a groove slightly transformed. Just a bit of a break from the norm. Just a little something to break the monotony of all that hardcore dance that has gotten to be a little bit out of control. It's cool to dance, but what about a groove that soothes and moves romance? Give me a soft, subtle mix. And if it ain't broke, then don't try to fix it. And think of the summers of the past. Adjust the bass and let the Alpine blast. Pop in my CD and let me run a rhyme and put your car.
I kind of got lost in it.
Back,
just, oh man. I just let that play. I didn't want to stop it.
So great.
That is such a good song.
So great. Yeah. Dude, the next one you picked is Jammin'.
I have come to really love the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Their last few albums have been awesome, I think.
And their original Have you ever seen them?
No. And I was thinking, and I've seen videos of them like playing live, but no, I saw them in
Sacramento, and I'm not kidding you. I think they played for like two and a half hours straight.
And Flea doesn't slow down on the bass.
No, it was amazing. But the only pisser is they didn't play under the bridge.
Really?
All that playing, they didn't play under the bridge. Like, I walked away almost a little disappointed because I'm like, how do you not play that song? But yeah. I mean, it was a phenomenal show. Those guys put on a great show.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, I hope to go. This is Can't Stop. I'm going to start it now because it does have a little bit of an intro. And I'll slowly rise.
When they go on tour and you get your tickets, let me know I'm in.
Okay. Because these guys make it happen. So this is Can't Stop by the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Distant bus into the reservation. Deep on the pistol that's a
so good.
Dude, they've been around since like the early to mid 80s.
Yeah.
They've been a band. It's pretty incredible.
It is. And they all seem to be good guys.
Yeah.
Just great guys.
Even as crazy and weird as Flea is, he's a very interesting guy.
Yes, he is. There was a movie a while back called The Other F Word, I think it was. And it was all fathers, but old, from all the old punk bands.
Oh, yeah.
The guy, Blink-182, I think NoFX, yeah. Like all those guys. But it was also Flea. So it was him talking about being a parent along with kind of how he's lived and done all this stuff. And it was really interesting. Super cool guy. But that song,
I think he was in The Mandalorian recently, wasn't he?
Oh, probably. He's done a few appearances in shows, I think.
And then of course, Kiedis in Point Break. You can't forget that one.
So good. Oh, he's the best. Yeah, that song just felt, I usually also have the I'm pulling the trailer, windows down, beautiful day in front of me. And that's a song that I have to let my foot off the gas.
Yeah.
Because I get ripping when that song comes
on. It's so good. Beginning's just awesome.
All right. This, I am so glad you picked this next song.
Okay, because I didn't double check to make sure we haven't covered them yet. Because they've been really close to making the cut on like the last two podcasts, and I just haven't gone there because the timing wasn't right.
I don't think so. All the Damn Vampires. I mean, these guys, again, play this for Kara, and she rolled her eyes and says, what's with the 80s? These guys, I love them so much.
Did you send them to me?
I think so.
Okay, that's where I thought it came from. But man, I listen to them all the time.
Always. Oh, they're so, it's so good.
And have you done any research on them? I think you did.
Yeah.
You were telling me, because this guy's in like the guy that plays a guitar or whatever is in like a hardcore like metal band or something, isn't he?
Yeah, I think they came from another band and then he did this one.
Yeah.
It's this one's called Saturday by All the Damn Vampires. And I'm glad you brought this up because I forgot how much I loved it.
Oh, I've gone other routes.
So here we go. Saturday by All the Damn Vampires. And yeah, you're going to feel like you're cruising in the
80s. Miami Vice style.
Yeah, in Miami Vice style right here. But it's worth it. I swear it's worth it. Oh my gosh, this is cruising in Miami right here.
That's got to be the keytar, right? No? I don't know.
I sure hope so, because that would be the coolest thing ever. There is singing. I mean, I should be hitting a club right now.
And all their, I think their whole vibe is that.
Yeah.
And it's all really good. They actually covered, what did they cover? We can go to the next song. I'll look it up. They just came out with a new release.
Oh, that really?
That was a cover.
Ooh, I love a good cover band. The next one. Yeah, while you look up that, and we can come back to Saturday or All the Damn Vampires too. This next one is a total shot in the dark, and it's by Flo Rida, because this guy drops bangers all the time. When I say all the time, maybe like once every year or so. But a while ago, like his whole album was just legit. And then this one is called What a Night. It's a new one by Flo Rida. And what happens with Flo Rida is that you will listen to it and go, no, but it's still going to be in your head, kind of like If I Were a Fish. And you're going to keep listening to it. And then it's just gonna be like the song of your summer because it's a banger. This is called What a Night. Samples are Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. Oh, What a Night. So here we go. What a Night by Flo Rida.
Feel like I'm 22. You know I'm 305. Tatted on my body. I got everybody in a job. Somebody hit the lights, camera. Let me improvise. Can I get a hallelujah? More moolah, more peace for my medulla. The whole crew up, yeah. Louis Prada, Dundada, top flow. Come take a ride up with the rider. I came up from the bottom. You have no idea. You can't swipe through my story. Write my name in history.
Oh, what a night.
Yeah. Come on now.
That's gonna be
your guilty pleasure song.
it might move up with Rihanna and Harry Styles.
Oh man. That song. Yeah, Kara, I told her that. She's like, here's the thing. I don't like it right now, but I know if I listen to it in next week, I'm gonna not stop listening to
She'll
it.
She'll be digging it.
Because it's so, I mean, I think that's what bangers are right there. Bangers. Did you see some?
I found it. Okay. They covered Justin Bieber's Stay.
Really? Like lately?
Yeah, like 2023. Like if you go to their singles, it's the top one on there.
Okay. I'm gonna pull that up so we can all hear it because I'm interested to hear what it sounds like. Okay.
Did you find it?
All the Damn Vampires.
Go to see discography, and then it's the top single on there.
Stay.
Yeah.
All right, we ready for this, friends? This is Stay, the cover by All the Damn Vampires. Ooh, let's do this.
I love their album art too. It's totally got that 80s Miami Vice feel to it.
Yeah. Oh, this song is perfect for them to cover.
I do the same thing. I told you that I never would. I told you I changed. Even when I knew I never could, I know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay. Need you to stay.
Here, wait for this part.
Get drunk, wake up, oh, wasted. Yeah. Still realize the time.
Yeah, they totally kind of slowed it down.
That is so cool, man. There is an edited version and a clean version. This is the clean version, which is
nice.
Super cool.
Good call. They call
themselves Dance Electronic, which it is more so from, I don't know, I guess the little hip. I was interested to see how they would go through that little, I don't know what it's called.
Yeah.
Like, were they going to wrap it? But no, she just slowed it up.
It's good stuff.
Good people. Okay. This next one is one of my favorite pop punk bands from back in the day, Newfound Glory. And I think this album came out a few years ago, but the song is called Party on Apocalypse. It was kind of their 20 year anniversary album. And I just love the sounds that they get. I love that it's punk and pop. And this is always on my summer playlist. It's called Party on Apocalypse by Newfound Glory.
Is this the concert at Knitting Factory with the Ataris before we knew each other and we realized we were both at the same show?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
I forgot that.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, for everyone out there. Will you tell that story? Just the brief.
We moved in 2016 or so to Boise and didn't know Dusty and Kara yet. But I took my daughter to this show because she had a friend that wanted to go. And so the two dads took their daughters to this. And Dusty and I were talking one day and realized we had been at the same show at the same night before we knew each other and stuff, and realized we were talking like where we were in the crowd and whatnot. And it's just weird how small the world is and how paths always cross.
Oh, it is crazy. Super crazy.
I always forget because I'm not a huge Newfound Glory fan. So I always forget if that was who I went and saw that night or not. I remember the Tarries were there, but I didn't. They were opening for Newfound Glory.
Okay, I found it. Ready? All the Damn Vampires. Their guitar guy was a guitar tech for Korn.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. And so it says when Zach Baird left Korn as a guitarist, or as a guitarist, Brian Head Welch recommended that this guy take over as a keyboardist. So he was a keyboardist in Korn.
Oh, wow.
And then he goes to do synthwave, All the Damn Vampires, which I love.
Yeah.
So great.
Oh, he played a big jump.
Deathcore. Deathcore is what they called it. Into 80s Miami Vice.
Yeah.
Okay, so we are coming to the last song, Jason. And you picked this song, and I'm so very glad you did. Because and we saved it to the end because it is another quintessential summer song. So
yeah, I mean,
please explain why you
can't think summer without the Beach Boys, man. So, you know, for me, it was like, which song? There's a couple. California Girls is probably one of my favorites, but I think this song encapsulates summer a little bit better. So that's why I chose it, man. I watched that Brian Wilson documentary.
Yeah. You told and, man, me about
I
just,
that. I have a new, not passion for them, but a new like respect for what they did in the time frame they did it, you know, and how cutting edge they were with sound and stuff. It's pretty amazing. So,
yeah.
Beach Boys, Good Vibrations.
These guys, the more you get to know how incredibly brilliant they were from back in the day, imagine them trying to do that now at that age, and they wouldn't be making this great music. Because this stuff is amazing. Good Vibrations.
I mean, when you go back, when you listen to this, listen to all the layers.
Oh, this one has to be listened to with headphones.
Yeah.
I'm excited about this one.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume.
One of my favorite parts right here.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving
so, me the do you ever watch Big Bang Theory?
No, I was never a big watcher.
Oh, man. What is that instrument called? The one that you can hear in the background? The woo.
I don't know.
Have you ever seen somebody play that?
Is that? It's like a stringed instrument, yes or no?
No, it's not. It's literally like this, and then there's an arm that comes up, and you literally just move your arm.
No,
I'm going to send you a link, dude. Okay. Oh, it's funny. There's a whole episode around it in Big Bang Theory, and when I heard that, I just started cracking up.
That's awesome.
Man, Brian Wilson, he literally was a musical, or is a musical genius. He's still alive, but he's a wackadoo now, but holy cow.
Yeah. It part of that, right when it kind of dumps into that part, that one of my favorite parts, you can almost hear where they cut the tape from one of the takes because they had a totally different sound and they just like spliced them together right there because it almost takes this hard cut and then it goes into this whole different vibe or whole different sound of it, which is incredible that they could do all that great music by cutting tape.
Yeah.
and these are all one takes. It's not like we have here where we can go pause, over, go to the bathroom, redo it.
Yeah.
Like back then it was straight up. Did you ever see, there was a song or sorry, a documentary about, I'm going to remember the name in a minute, but it was kind of the hit makers. They would call all these musicians into the studio and they would do all the studio recording. So they came in, maybe it was like the Hit Squad or something like that. I'll post it on the Instagram and I'll send you a link once I find it. But these were the people, musicians, they would call in to record all this stuff because, let's say, one of the guys, Al Hardin, or someone in the Beach Boys couldn't play this lick that they wanted.
Mm.
Call these guys in, and this squad basically recorded all the music from that era. They were the
crazy
artists or the musicians on it. And then once people would go live, they could play the songs.
Right.
But when you only had one take, you had to have the hit makers come in.
Yeah.
I'll find that
album. I think in that Brian Wilson documentary, they might have touched on that a little bit. But yes, definitely find it and send it over.
Yeah. Because that makes it super interesting. And once you get like all that information, it makes that music from that era so crazy. I was just looking up as you said that, I have my favorite Beach Boys album is Surfing USA. It's got such great, like, not B-sides, but other songs that people don't know. One of them being Lana, which is just a great song. So I have that. I was just looking like, that's time. I got to break it, put it on the vinyl and let it spin.
Which, nice.
Before we wrap up, Jason, I have to say I'm a little bit sad because last few weeks ago you told us that you would not be able to make the concert of one of our favorite bands.
Yeah, I know.
Which is the Interrupters, who are coming to Boise next
Wednesday,
the day before the last day of school. And I'm so pumped. And so I'm going to probably put this, we'll probably put this out early, maybe tonight, we'll put it out in a few days. But I want people to know they're coming in on the 24th, and it's going to be awesome. And Jonah and my family was so disappointed, but there's a good reason, Jason, that you're not coming to this concert. There's only one reason why you would skip this concert. Why
only
is that?
Reason. So my youngest son Ezra got student of the year at his school, and the big banquet where they present, you know, in front of, I think there's like 7 school districts at this thing, and he's gonna get up in front of, you know, they give a lot of awards away and stuff, so he's got to dress all nice. And as a second grader, super proud of him because it's all about character and how he treats other people. And so even he was bummed we're going to miss the Interrupters. He was like, Dad, can I skip the banquet? I'm like, no dude. Sorry, we can't.
This is not something that comes around very often. And that is so cool. And he is so deserving of that. He is the coolest kid. Did he cut his mullet?
No, it's still.
Is he going to cut it before the show or before the?
I think we'll trim it and we'll comb it. But man, he's in full baseball mode right now, with the hat on, it's like flowing in the wind. he's got the look.
Is Zeke wanting to do that with his hair? Because I don't know if he can pull it off like Ez can.
No, I don't think so. His look is when he's out playing baseball, he's got the fake Pit Vipers on, you know?
Yeah.
And so he's got that look.
Does he have the magnet necklace that they all wore back in the day?
He's got a chain that he wears, nice. But it's not magnet. Yeah, they're all funny when it comes to that.
Lil Ez can pull off that mullet. His hair is just textured enough that it looks awesome.
So, but like, if anybody wants to go see a great, clean punk show, I would say ska/punk, definitely go. It's at the Revolution House on Wednesday.
Yeah.
I've got some tickets if people want them. Hit Dusty up. I'm trying to sell them right now, but if you're a friend of Dusty's, I'll give you a smoking deal.
Hey-o. There you go. Side yard sidebar. If you want in on this, let us know. Yeah, the Interrupters. Now, I think the Skints are playing before them, and they...
Again?
I think they're touring with them on this round.
Oh yeah, man. I don't tell my boys that because they actually, we listen to the Skints just as much as the Interrupters.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not as big of a Skints fan, but they were great live.
Yeah.
Like,
and talk about the weird instruments. We were talking about the keytar. She plays some interesting things too. So.
Oh yeah. Oh, she does. Yeah. They do awesome stuff. Let's see if I can find out who they're playing with. Sometimes they show. They are playing with... nope, that's not going to show me. Oh, there it is. The Skints. And
wow.
Bedouin Sound Clash. I mean, they're going to be great. But I can't speak for the other bands for how clean they are. The Skints are pretty clean.
Yeah.
But Interrupters, like, I wish I would have videotaped it. I know I couldn't have when we went to see the Interrupters at the amphitheater Idaho in Nampa. Center.
Yeah.
The vibe of the crowd during the Interrupters, like, everyone was so proud that our kids were down up, like, down front, and they were just, like, watching out for them, and then we took them into the, you know, the pit to kind of run around a little bit, and my boys were nervous, but everyone was so respectful to the little kids coming through. It was the best.
It was probably one of the most fun I've had at a, it was by far the most fun I've had at a concert, just because they were so into it, and the kids, like, they're going to remember that forever.
Oh, yeah.
Forever. And that's why they're all jonesing to go to live shows now.
Yep. Jonah is super pumped. And a lady I have worked with named Robin is friends with the Interrupters. Like, her husband is friends with the twins who play the drum and bass. And then their brother is a lead guitar player. And then Amy is married to the guitar player. So they're all a family. And so the last time they were here, we saw them outside. They were just kind of hanging out, and we went up to them. They were super nice, took pictures with the boys. And then Robin, because of COVID, no one could go backstage, but Robin was like, oh, come over. The guys are just going to be hanging out after the show back here. And they took another picture with Joe and Ez, and they were so nice. And so Jonah was already saying he's not going to go in the pit, but I bet you he'll want to go at least one time. And then he was.
It might be a little different vibe inside with,
you know. That's true. It was all dirty, and it was awesome.
Yeah.
So I asked Robin.
Good times.
I asked Robin if they have backstage, because Robin, they always go backstage. I said, would you consider taking my son back? We met all the other guys, but he really wants to meet Amy, the lead singer of the Interrupters. And so I said, but I can't go with you, but maybe Robin can take you back and you can get it. She'll take a picture of you with Amy and all that stuff. So Amy, if you don't listen to this, but if you do, Jonah's really excited about me, hopefully meeting you. Maybe this is the song that turned him on, called She's Kerosene. This is what they look like, or they sound like.
In a pastime, and I've been burned for the last time. Time.
Oh, this song rips live. It's so good. And then Jonah,
I did consider putting one of their songs on the summertime, because it's just, you know, the windows down, music loud, great, great albums.
So. Oh, great albums. And then this is Jonah's other song he loves, called Title Holder.
Fight like a title holder.
Positive.
Stand like a champion. Live like a warrior. And never let them break you down. Fight like a title holder. Stand like a champion.
Oh, yeah. And here's the thing that I think Jonah loves more than anything else, is that they are a family. And they truly say that, like, it shows, like, hey, we are a crew. If you need something, you know, we are all here for you. And Jonah loves that so much. I'm trying to find the song.
Do you ever play the This Is My Family song?
Yeah, that's the one I'm trying to find. What album is that on? Is that on The Good Fight? Nope.
I'm not sure. I think it might be a single, dude, isn't it? Because Rancid's on it. Or
yeah, someone's on it. But it is so good. If I can find it, I'll play it. If not, then I won't. But if you want tickets, you just let us know, and we will make it happen. Because it
Dusty.
Yes. Oh, you got it. Oh, it's on that one. Okay, good. There it is. Okay, This Is My Family. This is the one Jonah absolutely loves. Here it is.
I got a mother named Mary.
I got a mother named Mary.
I got a brother named Barry.
My uncle's name is Harry.
Jason's dancing right here.
He's in the military.
Well, my grandma's name is Sherry.
My grandma's name is Sherry.
Yeah, she's in the cemetery.
And she's in the cemetery.
This is my family.
And then this one.
I know.
you won't find a friend.
Dude, I won't lie. I was looking up plane tickets trying to figure out how I could make it all work to get down to that show the same night. Like, even if we were late, like, it was just going to be way too much money, and there's no straight flights anymore, so.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's crazy. Oh, this is the other one, Jonah has got each other.
If you don't have friends or family or people that you trust, we will be your confidants, your sisters and your brothers.
We don't have much, but we got each other.
No, there we go. Okay, Interrupters, got to see them.
Go check them out.
It's going to be awesome.
Go check them out.
Okay, so we're a little bit over, but I was going to ask you, because I just thought of it, because of those songs, I'm ready to do some more tattoos, Jason. And I have to figure out what, because on my leg, I'm going to do music, kind of music style. And so I have to figure out what Interrupter song I'm going to base on.
Yeah.
That song is so great. When are you starting other tattoos?
Probably this fall. I have to decide what I'm going to do, but I will say, listening to that Tattooed and Successful podcast that you're helping out with, and they started talking about ink, really got me jonesing to do my other arm. So,
oh man, it's going to be fun. And summer,
but total side tangent though, is like, I don't know, my guy's down in Boise. So I've got to either go down there for sessions or find somebody here. And that's just a lot of work.
Yeah. I found a guy just down the road that I really like, and I think he's going to do a good job for mine, and he's close.
Yeah.
That's fun. And the vibe of the shop is pretty cool. So, okay.
Well, I'm excited to see what you come up
random.
With.
That was random, but, yeah, me too. I'll figure it out at some point. So thank you, friends, for listening. It's just been a little over an hour. 16 songs. We ripped through that, plus some Interrupters, plus If I Were a Fish, which everyone is going to go listen to because you forgot how great it is, and now you're going to go back and listen to it, If I Were a Fish. So thanks, Jay, for coming on again. It's
super thanks fun. Thanks for doing this, dude. I look forward to this every time. So
awesome. And then this will be out hopefully soon, in time for them to call you and say, yes, I need those Interrupters tickets. So,
yeah.
Thanks for listening. We'll catch you the next time.
Peace out.